I'm Kate McKinney for South Carolina Public Radio, reporting from Charleston. Lester Lynch and Allison Cambridge perform at this year's Spoleto Festival USA in the title roles of the opera Porgy and Bess. This presentation is a homecoming for the work, written in Charleston by George and Ira Gershwin with Dubose Hayward in the 1920s. It is also a return to the opera for these two performers who have each sung supporting roles in the past. Allison Cambridge says that moving into the role of Bess for the first time doesn't really change her take on the story as a whole, but that Bess is quite different from the role she has sung in the past.
From years of playing Clara, who is sort of a ray of sunshine and innocence and purity within Catfish Row, is in stark contrast to Bess, who is somebody who's seen light and a lot of dark. I love playing her because there is a huge character arc and I get to explore so many different sides of the human experience, also the female experience. And that is shown in her different relationships with the different men, Porgy, Crown, and Sport and Life. There is a hardness and a vulnerability to her. Bess is something that I believe will continue to develop with each performance and with each production, any other production I do after this.
My approach to learning an opera is to kind of spend time with all the roles. Since I started as Porgy way back in Aspen, many, many moons ago, then I moved into Crown. The experience of playing Porgy is so incredibly different from playing Crown.
So each time, is there a new layer of preparation for you approaching this role?
Not really. This one was a bit of a challenge because we approached Porgy's handicap a little differently. Normally, you know, you're on a cart or you're with a crutch or you're with two little canes or you're dragging yourself around the floor. And in this production, we're doing all of that. Within, you know, the 4 weeks that we had to prepare for this, you know, you're spending time trying to get accustomed to all of those type of handicaps, which involves learning how to use other muscles to sing with and not stress certain muscles in rehearsals. And I try to keep my body in shape, but my God, this was a really an incredible challenge. And that really is the challenge of Porgy. Porgy's not a difficult role to sing.
I think it's really interesting how different singers prepare for different roles. And I think one of the most difficult scenes for Bess is the scene with Crown on Kittiwa Island, preparing in the studio. Okay, you know, lift here and do that and whatever. But then we get into staging and I'm literally being thrown on the floor. I'm literally being thrown to my knees, singing on my back. You know, have like a 250-pound muscular man like on top of me while I'm singing high notes. But for some reason, and I can only speak to myself, sometimes the drama, the theater of it, the acting and the passion, that fuels you. Because if you do have this sort of basic technical preparation, then the craziest physical circumstances can sometimes elevate your performance.
What does it mean to you that you can walk out of your rehearsal and you're living in the set almost, and you see Jonathan Green pieces everywhere in Charleston too?
Bliss. Absolute positive bliss.
To see the way everybody really has embraced Porgy coming back to Charleston has been so special and profound.
Allison Cambridge and Lester Lynch, the title characters of Porgy and Bess. I'm Kate McKinney for South Carolina Public Radio, reporting from Spoleto Festival USA in Charleston.